Okay, we have one more item.
Really?
And this time, it really is an action item. It's a discussion and possible action on grant application for Lake Granberry Flood Protection Planning Study. David Wheeler.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I'll try to make it brief, but this is an important item. At least it is to us in the Water Resources Division. It's to brief you on an opportunity the Water Development Board on some grant funding and to ask for your direction for our general manager to complete a grant application process. And the title of it is Flood Protection Planning Grant around the Lake Granberry area, and there's an area map here shown on the board. The project is needed because the flood data that we have essentially dates from when the project was completed back in the early 1960s, so we would definitely like to update that and update the mapping and our operational methodologies on the operation of Lake Granberry. So that's one of the main goals of the project. There are three other ones, is to, of course, to update and get more accurate floodplain mapping and data. We want to develop tools that we can use to look at our flowage easements to see the adequacy of those. And then also we would like to have tools available for lakeside development for the Hood County, Parker County, City of Granberry, and other municipalities around there. And let me just say that from that, it is a regional effort. We have been coordinating with the City of Granberry on this, and we're getting strong support from Hood County and Parker County. We've also been in contact with Chairman Kip Averett's office and Chairman Jim Keffer's office, and they're supporting it. We've got some good timing on this opportunity because the one is the Water Development Board's grant application process on an annual funding method is ongoing now. And then also FEMA is doing a long overdue update of the area this coming year, so we would like to be in coordination with them. The total estimated expense of the project is $478,000. This was anticipated in a study that was done back in 2005, and it is a portion of this is in our current budget. We have $112,500 in our current fiscal year budget. It's a 50-50 matching grant with, if we're successful with the Water Development Board. So we would spend our current authorized budget, and then if this thing goes forward with your approval, then we'd have a similar amount of funding in the following calendar year budget, our fiscal year budget for 08. And of course, the Water Development Board would be funding half of it. The grant application has been submitted to the Water Development Board, and as part of that, they do ask for a resolution from you showing the support. And I'll either answer any questions or I'm prepared to read the resolution.
TWDB is favorable to it?
We haven't heard back from them. We're in competition with other entities for funding.
So it's a competition. We wouldn't go forward unless we do get a.
That's correct.
Any other questions? If not, please read the resolution.
And it is a little bit of a lengthy one. I apologize, but this is what the Water Development Board, the data they needed, particularly in the whereas. So whereas the Brazos River Authority desires to perform a flood protection planning study for the Lake Granberry area to update flood hydraulic data and mapping around the reservoir and to evaluate reservoir operational considerations that may be employed during high flow events. And whereas the Brazos River Authority ensures that the proposed planning does not duplicate existing projects, with the exception of updating flood frequency data and mapping to more accurately reflect expected high flow conditions. And whereas the Brazos River Authority will commit the required 50% matching funds and in-kind services toward the total estimated study cost of $478,000 and request grant funding from the Texas Water Development Board in the amount of $239,000. And whereas the Brazos River Authority will attempt to pursue implementation of viable solutions identified through the proposed planning effort and will pursue and identify potential sources of funding for implementation of viable solutions. Now, therefore, be it hereby resolved that the Water Quality Environment Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to apply for $239,000 of grant funding from the Texas Water Development Board to conduct a flood protection planning study at Lake Granberry, including executing the required application appearing before the Texas Water Development Board on behalf of the Brazos River Authority and submitting other such documentation as may be required by the Texas Water Development Board. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that should the grant application be successful, the General Manager CEO is authorized to negotiate and enter a contract with the Texas Water Development Board to secure the grant funding. And be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager CEO is authorized to retain and contract with a qualified firm to perform the study. That concludes the resolution.
A motion?
Move for the adoption.
Thank you. John, do I have a second?
Second, Mr. Skaggs, if he does.
Who made the motion?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Don't make it worse.
We'll be here. It has been moved in second. Would you poll the committee?
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Valion?
Yes.
Okay. I guess we have finished. The motion carries, and a motion to adjourn will be in order.
Move adjourn.
We are done.
Carolyn.
Mr. Leon.